Chapter 53. "They were flirting with me," Jesse said. Dick sat silently back in his chair, one foot on the edge of a desk drawer, resting his chin on his steepled hands. His fingernails gleamed quietly. "He always looks like he's just scrubbed for surgery," Jesse thought. "Especially the husband," Jesse said. "Tell me about the flirting," Dick said. "It kept coming back to the killings. I was trying, sort of indirectly, to learn a little about them. Whenever I'd ask a question, you know, like, 'Where'd you two meet?' he'd steer us back to the killings." Dix nodded. "And you're convinced it's them," Dick said. "I've been a cop nearly all my adult life," Jesse said. "It's them." "We often know things," Dick said, "before we can demonstrate them." "I need to demonstrate it," Jesse said. Dick smiled. "Ain't that a bitch?" he said. "How come," Jesse said, "that sometimes you talk like one of the guys on the corner and sometimes you sound like Sigmund Freud?" "Depends on what I'm talking about," Dick said. "Talk about the Lincolns," Jesse said. Dix nodded without saying anything, as if to confirm that he'd expected Jesse to ask. He took in a lot of air and let it out slowly. "One of the reasons that psychiatry doesn't have a better reputation is that it is asked to do too many things it doesn't do well," he said. "Like explaining people you've never met?" "Like that," Dix said. "Or predicting what they're going to do." "Not good at that either?" Dick smiled. "No worse than anyone else," he said. "Well, tell me what you can," Jesse said. "I won't hold you to it." Dick leaned back in his chair. "Well," he said, "people do not repetitively and freely do things that they don't like to do." "Why would they like this?" "We may never know. They may not know." "Speculate," Jesse said. "Well, certainly it could give one a feeling of power, and the more one did it, and the more one got away with it, the more power one would feel." "Hell," Jesse said. "I know it doesn't prove they were powerful, but he was a doctor and a successful inventor. She was a lawyer. They appear rich." "Power is in the perception," Dick said. "You're saying maybe they didn't feel powerful?" "Maybe not," Dick said. "Or maybe they didn't have a shared power. His power, her power, not their power?" Dick shrugged. "Or," he said, "perhaps it is a bonding ritual." "Explain," Jesse said. "They're a couple, and this makes their coupleness special. The family that kills together stays together. They have a shared secret. They have a shared specialness. Ordinary couples are leading ordinary lives, food shopping, changing diapers, having sex maybe once or twice a month because they're supposed to. These people have found a thing to share that no one else has. Serial killing? Each has the other's guilty secret," Dick said. "It binds them together." "For Christ's sake, they do this for love?" "They do this for emotional reasons," Dick said. "And love is an emotion." "Love, or what they think is love," Dick said. "What might it be that they think is love?" "Mutual need, mutual mistrust, that needs to be overcome by mutual participation in something that ties them together." Jesse thought about this. Dix waited. "Will they keep on doing this?" Jesse said. "No reason for them to stop," Dix said. "Why was he flirting with me about this?" Jesse said. "Maybe the same reason people like to have sex in nearly public places," Dick said. "Phone booths, movie theaters," Jesse said, "stuff like that. The danger of being caught increases the guilty pleasure. So, they know it's wrong. The Lincolns? Sure. Its wrongness is its appeal. What will they do next? I have no idea, Dick said. What I've been giving you are informed or at least experienced guesses. I've talked with a lot of wackos in my life. All I can say by way of answer is that there is often an element of ritual in these kinds of crimes, and thus they would tend to keep repeating the ritual, doing the same thing over and over, Jesse said. Yes? In exactly the same way? Yes. Why do you suppose they were photographing my home? I don't know, Dick said. Maybe they like to first possess the victim's image. Victim? What do you think? I think they want to kill me next. They might, Dick said.